Here's your Stoke FM news for Tuesday, March 21st, 2023. I'm Megan Dooling. The family of Bradley Cadden is actively searching for him, and they're asking for help. The 39-year-old has been missing since March 5th from the Downey RV Park, that's 75 kilometers up Highway 23 north. His family and friends started a Facebook page to coordinate the search. They're asking people to join the group and share the page. It's called Missing, Bradley James Cadden. Here's my interview with a family friend who's helping with the search.
Hi, I'm Sheila Crombie, and I'm just a close friend of the Cadden family. So the search efforts, you know, have been, you know, every day since we, you know, discovered that he was missing. So RCMP, search and rescue, we've also had volunteers, you know, pretty much close friends and family and coworkers up there. So far, we've done ground searches, aerial and fixed wing helicopter. There's been dogs out there, sleds out there. Someone had a personal drone. So every day, you know, whatever loose ends, any leads, even if they're small, you know, we go out there and we're still, even today, just out there looking.
I know that there has been a Facebook page set up, and it's got a lot of people who want to help and support in the search efforts. People are offering childcare and to come and search, and words of like memories and words of support. Where are we at now? What kind of information would help, and what does the family need?
We're kind of limited on, you know, search efforts out there just because of the topography and everything. But if people could join that Facebook group, it's called Missing Bradley James Cadden, and share it widely, because at the end of the day, we just want that out there for, you know, anyone who might have seen him, you know, especially in that small window. So if they could go onto that Facebook group, and then also if we do need any help in the near future, we will do that on the group, and we're also going to put updates on there. We're going to try to do that daily.
And I was just looking through that before I came here, and I noticed a woman who also stays up at the RV park was maybe the one of the last people to really like notice seeing him just enjoying the sun, you know, outside his cabin up there. How important is that kind of information? Like if somebody were to have seen him walking, or just knowing that he was seen then and the state that he was in, how important is that for the search as far as you understand?
Yes, that is literally the most important piece. So that I would say that to everyone, all the public, you know, the window that we think, and, you know, we think that, you know, maybe he just went for a walk, you know, just to up the highway or down the highway. So really that window of March 5th, Sunday afternoon, was kind of the last time he was seen. And then the following, that Monday morning, March 6th, we were thinking that maybe in the evening, once it was dark, he went for a walk, you know, either north or south from there. So if anyone saw anything, especially in that window, please phone our Revelstoke RCMP. Because, you know, if they saw a person walking, any fresh tracks either side of the highway, and you know, he would, you know, would walk and walk and walk, so he could have gone like quite a ways either north or south. So anywhere, like even like, you know, say 10 to 20 kilometers north or south, anywhere in that range.
So it's common for him to go for walks, and he knows, he's used to the outdoors and he's experienced.
Yes, I mean, he for sure is very, you know, familiar and comfortable with being out in the bush. And that's why, you know, we are still actively searching. But yes, I mean, any detail, anything that anyone saw, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, the biggest message is, of course, the family, you know, we love him and we just want to see him back home and safe.
Sheila Crombie is a friend of Brad Cadden and his family. The Revelstoke RCMP can be reached at 250-837-5255. Join and share the Facebook page, Missing Bradley James Cadden. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.